Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? It's our turn. Today it's our turn. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we have a call-in line. You may want to call in today. You may want to add your comments. I'll tell you what we're going to talk about in just a minute. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I delayed until just as the broadcast started a few seconds ago announcing who was going to be on the air with us on Facebook and our website. And the reason is I didn't want anything to go wrong with this connection. We're going to be exposing the corruption. We're going to be exposing what happens inside prisons. We're going to be talking about prisons for profit. We're going to be talking about the judges. We're going to be talking about jury tampering. We're going to be talking about jury corruption. We're going to be talking about the prison system, prisons for profit. I'm delighted to be on the air with my good friend. I saw him a couple weeks ago. We had dinner together. It was great to be with him. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Vincent.
Mike, it's been a long journey. You ran for public office. You were going to clean up. You're going to clean up your county, and they decided they didn't want that to happen, right? They took extreme measures to get you sidelined, didn't they? Want to talk about it?
I'd love to, Vincent. This is a situation that effectively has been needed to be exposed for a long time, and the reality is that until today, I've not had an opportunity to have my voice heard and let this side of this issue be known to the public, because that's the way the government likes it. They want to have this single narrative that they've created. The reality is that the FBI and other organizations have only solved the crimes that they themselves create. No different is the Tipton County Sheriff's Department. They create the scenario that they want to present, and they stage the event, and then the narrative goes out into the news media to the degree that, in my case, if you believe the official story, that they showed up without a warrant to serve a misdemeanor complaint of an animal cruelty charge from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, no less, in Connecticut, on Mike Parsons and his wife, claiming that we had injured and neglected animals. And the facts were totally different, that we hadn't neglected anything. But be that as it may, they showed up without a warrant with a SWAT team, effectively, men in plain clothes, men in body armor hiding. And the chief deputy of the Tipton County Sheriff's Department, Donna Turner herself, in full clown makeup regalia, ready for her interview. The only reason that they would do this for a misdemeanor is if they intended to, number one, arrest me or kill me. And the reality is that they were prepared to do both. I was falsely accused of a crime that didn't exist, didn't happen. And as a matter of fact, the charge that I've been charged with, the elements don't constitute a charge. As you know, Vincent, that day I was traveling to an area to pick up materials to bring to you to finish your barn for your cows that were in need of shelter. And I had already left the farm that morning. I had gotten up at 5 a.m. and I had left. And before I leave my farm, and of course I was up till 11 o'clock last night getting my hay in. We had 25 acre hay field, and we were able to get 75 nice 4x5 round rolls, and that'll do us for a while. But as you were out cutting hay the other day, you know, you have to follow the weather, and that's what we do. Well, when things permit and when things happen, you have to respond as a farmer. It doesn't matter that there was ice on the ground. I'd gotten up that morning, fed all the horses, moved about 50 bales of hay up from the storage so that my wife over the next 6 days would be able to feed the horses and goats and other animals that need hay without having to go down to where the storage is a half a mile away on the farm and move it up. So she's provided for. Now, as everyone probably remembers, I was falsely convicted in 2009 of aggravated assault for telling a fellow to stop shooting at me and my family, who, without provocation, attacked us and shot 29 times, as he testified. But yet, because I said, stop shooting, put your gun down, you're under citizen's arrest, to which I had an audio recording of the event, I was still falsely charged, I was still falsely tried and convicted and sent to prison on a seven-year prison sentence where I served 2.5 years and then out on parole for 22 months. And had it not been that there was a election coming up within a couple of months, less than 2 months, they probably wouldn't have messed with me. But that day, they were so worried that Mike Parsons, hay farmer, former adjunct faculty, former whatever, might decide to run for office again and beat these folks in a landslide. Why? Because he's not corruptible. He's not one of us. He ain't from around here, as they say. And the reality is that he doesn't extort. He doesn't go along with the program. And so they had a plan, and they ran this thing with precision. After I had done all of my preparations, got in the car and then left to go to secure the materials for the Finale farm, as it was ice and snow everywhere, because you do things that you have to do, regardless of the conditions, you just do it. Got a call from the parole officer saying, you need to meet with me for just a moment. I said, well, I'm traveling. And he said, no problem. This will be for 30 seconds. I just need to see you and give you an updated travel pass, and you can be on your way. I said, great. I'll turn around and meet you at the gate. 2 hours later, I arrived at the gate, and there was the parole officer, one Edward Danny Johnson, and a fellow in plain clothes, and Mr. Johnson was demanding that I open the gate so that he could do a home visit. He wanted to inspect the area. And I said, well, you know, you've got that right as a part of the agreement that I made for getting out on parole, that you have the ability to search me, my property, and my vehicle. Of course, now, this farm isn't my property. Once I have consecrated it and set it aside for religious purposes, it ceased being my property effectively, and therefore I had effectively lost full control over what occurred to it because it wasn't mine. And I explained that to him, and I showed him the sign and explained to him the law, and I said, but now, if you want to walk down the driveway yourself, go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you. Well, he demanded that I open the gate, and the fellow that was with him, I said, well, who are you? He wouldn't tell me. I said, are you an officer? He wouldn't respond. I said, do you have any credentials? He wouldn't show me anything. I said, sir, are you here where you've taken an oath to uphold the Constitution for the United States of America or the state of Tennessee, to which you are here under official business? He smiled and never said a word. The next thing I knew, the truck with the blacked out windows, the doors flung open, and about six guys flung out, all wearing body armor, cameras, and the whole bit. And then when I look down the road, there's a line of about a dozen cars, squad cars, undercover cars, There was animal control and the whole bit. And up walks the chief deputy saying, well, we've got a complaint from PETA. And I said, can I see it? Turns out this email complaint, there was no warrant. There was no justification. And they've got the entire Tipton County force on hand and a state animal vet. And they pushed their way through the gate, effectively arrested me. And after about 5 minutes, the state vet said, why am I here? The animals have heating and air conditioning in their houses. Everybody's fat and happy. All the horses are out munching on hay, and they've got coats on. Why am I here? And that's when the undercover guy, I guess he was an undercover guy, I don't know who he was, he had no identification, he said, Mr. Parsons, are you planning on running for office again for county executive? I said, I don't have time. I'm too busy recovering my farm after being kidnapped for 2.5 years by the Nazis in Tipton County, and I've got no time for that. I said, plus, until I get this conviction overturned, I don't think legally I can. He said, oh, yeah, Marion Barry ran for mayor in D.C., even though he had a felony conviction, and he won. And it's the same here in Tennessee. I said, is that what this bogus raid is about? All you're worried about is me running for office as before and winning in a landslide? Is that it? He said, never mind, Mr. Parsons. We'll just go to your house and see if your wife has her guns. I said, but you know that. Before I was released on parole, my wife and my mother both said the entire family has guns. Is there an issue? And they said, no, as long as they're locked up when he's around. And, of course, I never know where my wife's guns are because she has a safe. She keeps them in when I'm there. And, of course, when I'm gone, my assumption is I don't know for a fact that she puts them in the house with her so that she can protect herself and not have to go out to the garage to get a gun out of a locked safe that takes about 5 minutes to open. And the reality is that I don't even have a key to the house. So, therefore, I comply with the Tennessee law that says that there's an exception. If the guns are locked up in a safe or container to which the respondent does not have a key or combination, he is not in possession. Well, that never stopped Tipton County from inciting a or charging a person by basically saying that, well, because you're in the vicinity of a gun, you're guilty. And that's what they're doing, folks. They are creating a law that doesn't exist by effectively charging people with possession, even though you're not in possession. And that day, they went up and asked my wife to open the parole officer who facilitated all this. He opened the house via demands on Mrs. Parsons. Then in went the undercover guys, the guys with no names, no IDs, no uniforms, no nothing. And they threatened her and said, well, where are your guns? She said, they're right here. They confiscated all of her property, and they had her sign a form acknowledging that they knew it was her property. And then they said, arrest him. And she said, why are you arresting Mike? He's out there in the front yard. He's nowhere. I mean, he's 100 yards away from my guns. What's the issue? Oh, he's in possession.
Mike, hold up. Bugs,
leatherworms, race crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness,
promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, this is an extremely important broadcast, and I hope that you share this with friends and family, because this could happen to you. Mike Parsons is detailing what happened. What happened to him? And you know, the thing that I just can't overemphasize is how these criminals, these unconvicted felons, these people who are employed by the government, a guy like Danny Johnson, he lied to you. He said it'll just take a minute. And he had a SWAT team, he had a caravan of government employees with him. They were planning to take you down, Mike, and he just needed to talk to you for a minute. He lied to you. This thug can't tell the truth. I talked with him on the phone. I called him. And he doesn't know this, but now he will. I'm sure he's going to listen to this broadcast. I was on the phone with him asking about your situation, and some guy came in. He was talking to this guy. He put the phone down, and he forgot. He forgot for about 45 minutes that the phone was off the hook, and I heard every single word, and I'm not the only one who heard this. Another broadcaster heard it as well. We heard this guy trying to entrap this guy that he was talking with. I don't trust Danny Johnson at all, and he was your parole officer.
Please, no, this is a completely staged event. Now, I didn't personally see the snipers there on site, but I know this. When they were walking me down from the gate to the home, they made sure that they were behind me, and I kept looking behind them, and I noticed that they kept looking off to the left in a certain direction, and they were making sure that they were, normally they would be beside me, in front of me, so forth. No, they were staying probably about 50 feet behind me, and they told me just to keep walking. So, although I didn't see the sniper, I'm sure there was one there. Also, another way that I know this was a staged event, that night on WMC-TV in Memphis, there was on their internet website, my wife sent me a copy, and I'll get a copy of it to you, an article about this arrest. And on the article, the unique thing about an internet posting on a blog site that they have is that when they post it, it lists the exact date and time of the posting. And then beneath that, people can post responses to that article. Well, there was a response. The number one response to their article was posted over an hour before the original post to the website. They had somebody within their operation posting about this issue before it was ever posted on the internet. So that's how I know, and it was a negative response. So that's how I know that these events are staged. The way the wording was crafted in such a way, they cannot produce these on the fly. This was made out well in advance. There's no doubt in my mind that this was a staged event. And as I was in the back of the squad car being driven away, I noticed a white SUV that I didn't notice with the long line of other vehicles leaving just after we left. And I noticed on the side of that there were some fancy graphics. It was a news crew. I don't know where they were, but, of course, there's plenty of places they could have pulled in and hidden out of view. But they were on the property. They had trespassed and came onto the property, and I am sure that they were there hoping that they could get some video or something of my dead body handcuffed, riddled with bullet wounds, so they could put that on the 12 o'clock news to let everybody know this is what happens when you run for county executive, because every article they've listed, they've said, former would-be county executive, the guy who ran against Jeff Huffman, they want to blazon in everybody's mind. This is mind control. This is what happens when you run for office, because everyone that knows me knows I'm not a violent guy. I'm not a crook. I do things by the book, and I help my neighbors. They don't want that. They want people that are corruptible and people that will extort. And when you won't extort or become corruptible, they view you as a threat. And they view me as a threat to the degree that when I was in prison before, when the parole officers ordered that I be immediately released at my first parole hearing, they said, you shouldn't even be here. They apologized for me even being railroaded in prison. Well, the parole board stopped that and said, no, not quite yet, because they got a letter from the district attorney, Mike Donovan, personalized for a Class D felony, first-time offender, if you will, Class B felony where no one has heard. He personally wrote a letter saying that I am, quote, the most dangerous man in Tipton County. Now, no, I'm not a danger to anybody. Perhaps his political future, though.
If any of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food, do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs. I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle.
and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got an announcement. Not this Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. June 20 and 21, I'll be speaking at the RK Prepper Show. It's in Fletcher, North Carolina, near Asheville, North Carolina. That's June 20 and 21, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be talking about how you can start your own business and prepare through business tax deductions and tell you how to start your own business, any kind of business you want, not multi-level marketing. You can do it any kind of business you want, anything that you're delighted to. Let's say you have a hobby. We'll convert that hobby into a business. Okay? I'll teach you how to do it. It's absolutely free. My seminar is free. And then, that's on Saturday. On Sunday, I'm going to talk about the lies, how big and fantastic these lies are. And the reason I'm going to teach you this is so that you learn how to decipher for yourself the truth. Because there's going to be a time when Vincent Finelli is not available. He won't be on the air at some point. And you need to be ready to defend yourselves and defend your family. You're going to need to know how to determine what the truth is and what it isn't. And I'm going to show you some fantastic lies that some people still believe are true. I'm going to show you and tell you why I know they're not true, or why these are lies. So that's the RK Prepper Show. There's a link on the website, usaprepares.com, page number one. There's a link there, and the schedule's there. John Moore's going to be there. And Craig Douglas is going to be there. So three of your USAPrepares.com instructors will be there. And there'll be long seminars. I'll be available for 2 days. So if you want to ask me questions off to the side, I'll be delighted to help you any way I can. And we're going to try to have a meal together Saturday night. And we can get together and chat and chew the fat, and I'll teach you whatever I can. All free. Now, there is a charge to come to the expo, and that's $15. $15. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. It's not our show. It's not USA Preparers, but I will be there. It's the RK Prepper Show. RKPrepperShows.com. Link on the website, USAPreparers.com, page one. Mike Parsons. Okay, so the names that I've heard are Donna Turner. Okay? And she is the chief deputy. And I heard the name Edward Danny Johnson, and he is the parole officer. And we're talking about Tipton County, Tennessee. And we're talking about, and you're telling us that you're just about ready to be arrested. What happened?
Well, the people that showed up were basically going back and forth to Donna Turner, getting instructions on what to do. She was basically the game calling quarterback, as it were. She was there on site to make sure nothing went wrong and that no one interfered, to the degree that the phone calls I had made just before being arrested to Mrs. Parsons, a friend of mine, as well as my mother, they showed up and they were immediately told by Donna Turner to stay out of the way, keep their mouth shut, or they would be arrested. And there's no warrant. There's no justification for them. Once they had arrested me, then everything is over with. They were never given authorization by me to enter the property except for the parole officer. And I told him, you know, you can walk down the driveway if you so choose to see that there's a house there, but I don't have access, and I can't give you access. It's not mine. And the reality is that they didn't care. You have a staged event like this so that people can be denied of their freedoms. And that's the reality, folks, is that you've got people out there right now that are being railroaded into prison who've done nothing wrong. This is how, in this case, the State of Tennessee Corporation can railroad an innocent man. This is how government employees, they clearly found complicit in criminal activity, are protected, too, because it doesn't matter if you file a grievance, a complaint, a lawsuit. You've got a judge who's a state employee ready to dismiss your claim. When I was locked up in prison and I filed a petition and was given a parole hearing review, well, at that hearing, 9 months later, supposed to be in 90 days, they gave it to me 9 months later, Edward Danny Johnson testified that, no, you didn't have guns, but you could have. Despite his admission that I did not possess any weapons, the parole officer said, parole denied. And that's the way it is. This is a rigged game. You're not going to get any justice from the system because they're all working together. This is a criminal cabal, and it doesn't matter where you're at in the state. If it is a state employee that you're responding to seeking help, they're going to ask you, well, what were you told? And you catch on to this after you get in the system. Unfortunately, I hope none of you ever do. But if you do, and you ask somebody for help, they'll say, well, have you asked anyone else? Well, yes, I asked this person, and what did they say? Whatever the last person told you is what they're going to go by. This is how they do it. They follow each other's lead. You would be amazed at the number of people that are prison guards that are complete sociopaths that do not care about anyone except themselves and a paycheck. Normal, decent human beings, if they work at a prison, it's only by necessity because there's no other jobs, and they never move up in rank. They stay right where they're at, and usually they're weeded out and gotten rid of if they do things by the book. They don't like that. They want the prison guards to do what they're told. I met some folks this last time that were complete, and I would venture to say, I think that I need to contact George Norrie and let him know that there are some hybrids amongst us, because I truly believe some of these people are Monsanto mammals or some type of a clone, because they're not normal. I mean, they're like way not normal folks, but they have these positions and they are protected. And despite the policies, despite the law, they ignore all that. And the reality is that once you're inside there, they demand that you do what you're told, regardless of policy. And when you're somebody like me and you write your own narrative and you do things differently, they hate you. They hate you with a passion. And the bad thing is that other people start watching you and they start doing what you're doing because they realize, wow, if Mr. Parsons is not doing that, it must be for a reason. And you don't have to talk to anybody, but you'll gain respect because of your knowledge. The people, if you listen to this show and if you get railroaded, just the general information that you know, you're not going to eat certain foods. You're going to look at the box drinks. They eliminated all of the food that was real food, and it's all chemicals now. Everything that you're fed in a prison is now a chemical manufactured product. That's why in Tennessee they've converted an entire floor of the prison hospital into nothing but for patients with stomach and intestinal cancers. Let me repeat that. They have an entire floor dedicated to nothing but stomach and intestinal cancers for inmates. They're killing people in the prisons with the food. And that's what you've got to look forward to. Now, some people say, well, I'll just go along with whatever they say. Well, that works for a while. The reality is that everyone will have an accounting. Everyone has a choice. You have to decide for yourself, will you stand on the truth or will you blindly be led? And that's what they want. They want you to be a sheep to the degree that they literally teach these people in various capacities to be led, to be followers, to be sheep. And this is the problem. People have not stood up, have not refused enough times, and the government is now operating totally out of control because people have acquiesced. And I'm sad to say this, folks, but I've got a lot of contacts, and I've wrote on an average, I would go through $30 in postage, that's 60 envelopes every week to different people. Now, I always wondered why I never got any letters back from these people. And I spoke to Vince and I found out, guess what? He never got the letters of the over a dozen different mailings that I sent him. I think he said he got two.
I got two, Mike.
Other people I've spoken to didn't get a one. And so when I got out, I thought, well, let me go ahead and send my narrative I've written to these people so they know what's going on. And then I got back in touch with these people for the most part. And these people that I've spoken to and many have met personally and talked to, they're not there, folks. This is a Second Amendment and First Amendment issue that should be addressed. And your NRAs, they said, well, go hire an attorney. We can't help you. You're not a member. If you're a member, I said, what would you do if I was a member? We would refer you to an attorney. This is the NRA. In the state of Tennessee and the national level, they refused. I hate to say it. I sent the information to Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. I've mailed him over a dozen times while I was locked up. He may not have gotten a single one. But since I've been out, I've emailed him. I've been out for over, well, right at a month now. And it's taken me this long to get to the point where I felt comfortable to where I could speak on the radio. The reality is that I've been starved for the last year, and your body can only take so much, and your brain has to have the capacity through nutrition to function properly. And in order for me to be able to speak on the radio, I have to be able to speak articulately. And I realized I couldn't do that. And as I met and spoke to Vincent, and he invited me on a while back, I said, you know, let me wait a while, and you tell me when I sound like I can speak, because right now I don't feel like I'm up to it. And this is the thing, that you're slowly destroyed because of lack of nutrition. The whole system's deal right now is that they're effectively exhausting we the people. First they lock you up, and they exhaust your resources. All of your time and all of your efforts and all of your money is spent towards finding solutions. All of your family's resources are exhausted. And then, effectively, once they deprive you of enough nutrition, you get a disease and you die, and you're completely exhausted. These are the realities of what's going on right now. And, of course, I'm telling folks, you have to wake up and you have to find out what's going on in your own community, because that's what's happening. These small town communities have been taken over. They've been given all the techniques. They've been given the playbook by the feds, and they're running a play on you. This is the reality right now across this country, and at least in the state of Tennessee, the People's Republic of Tennessee has been taken over by a group of Nazis that seem to have no desire to help their community. They're basically parasites living off the backs of the communities, exhausting the resources.
Want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. And I'd like to make sure that everyone is clear on this. You know, the government has an emergency broadcast system. Well, in case of a catastrophe. So do we. If anything happens to Mike Parsons, if he's harassed, if he's given a hard time, the emergency broadcast system will be engaged. It spreads far. It spreads wide. There are a whole bunch of us involved. Multiple networks, multiple radio stations, AM, FM, satellite, YouTube, podcast, download, stick broadcasters, micro broadcasters, emails, tweets. If anything happens to Mike Parsons, the emergency broadcast switch will be engaged. Just want to make sure everybody knows. I'm not kidding. Mike, you said that they starved you. Now, you didn't mean that figuratively. You meant that literally, didn't you? I'm angry.
In the first 30 days in the Bledsoe County Correctional Facility at TDOC Prison, I lost 22 pounds. I went from 195 to 173 in 30 days.
Mike, hold on for just a second. Class, Mike Parsons is 6 feet five. 6'5". By the way, just as a point of information, Mike, you're a pilot. Class, I don't know a single person who's a pilot who's not really bright. There's no such thing. You can't be a pilot and not be bright. I believe that what you said, Mike, is absolutely true. That you are a problem to the system because you're bright. You've got a lot of energy. You've got, you know, a brain that you can engage and cause problems. You wanted to clean up the county, and they wouldn't let it. They wouldn't let that happen. You were a threat to them. You were a one-man army, and they couldn't allow you to upset their corruption. Is that right?
That's the way it is. You can just read through all the newspaper articles and realize once you're locked up and once you're out of the ability, as it were, of the average person to communicate with his fellow man, you've been silenced and no one knows. And, of course, you know that you've only gotten two letters. I don't know which two of those were, but I've sent out literally every week at least $30 worth of postage because I was blessed that I had a mother who wanted to help me, and to the degree that she could. Once I was able to start buying food off of the commissary, which is, for the most part, other than the refried beans and jalapeno peppers, picante sauce, and a few other things, nothing on the commissary is fit to eat. It is all carcinogenic. And, you know, I started a movement through going to church where there was a fellow that had a hepatitis C, and he'd gotten on all these drugs. He'd been in prison for 3 years, and he had no improvement. He was actually going downhill, and he was only 30 years of age, and his mother had died a few months earlier, and he had talked about that in the church. And one day I said, have you ever considered dandelions? And he said, no. And I said, well, try this. And I told him about taking a couple of dandelions, which we had at that time limited access to the field. And he was fixing to be moved to where he would have access in a better part of the prison where he would have that access and get dandelions. And I said, take two a day, rinse them off, eat them. It's okay if you put salad dressing on them. And then put another one in a hot water and make a tea of it and drink it. And that will help cleanse your liver and help you. Try that for about 3 months and see what happens. Well, he was moved the following week. And then several months later, I was moved to the annex in Wayne County, Tennessee. A few months later, this guy arrives. He comes into the library where I'm always at working on my case, gives me a huge, big bear hug, and says, God bless you, Mr. Parsons. I said, what did I do? He said, you cured me of hepatitis. I said,
Mike,
I did?
We're out of time. We're out of time. Mike Parsons. We'll be back again and again. Mike Parsons, USAPreparedness.com instructor. Thanks so much, Mike. We'll stay in touch.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.